Blog Talk Radio. Now I know Spanish Harlem are not just pretty words to say. I thought I knew, but now I know that rose trees never grow in New York City. Until you've seen this trash can dream come true, you stand at the edge while people run you through. And I thank the Lord there's people out there like you. I thank the Lord there's people out there like you. While Maltesers and Mad Hatters, sons of bankers, sons of lawyers, turn around and say good morning to the night. For unless they see the sky, but they can, and that is why. They know not if it's dark outside or light. It's got a lot of songs to sing. If I knew the tunes, I might join in. I go my way alone, grow my own seed, shout this song in New York City. Subway, no way for a good man to go down. Rich man can't ride, and the hobo, he can drown. And I thank the Lord for the people I have found. I thank the Lord for the people I can, and that is why. No, not if it's dark outside or light. Now I know Spanish Harlem are not just pretty words to say. Ways, no way for a good man to go down. Rich man can ride, and the hobo he can drown. And I thank the Lord for the people I have found. I thank the Lord for the people. But they can, and that is why. They know not if the dark outside or light. They know not if the dark outside or light.
Hello, everybody. This is Sweet Pea, and we're on Blog Talk Radio. And in that, with all poetry, and in that world is Team of Voices. And in Team of Voices, you will find a whole group of people that love poetry. But tonight, of all nights, we are celebrating the mighty Mad Hatter, Hatter Hat's birthday. And I am super excited to celebrate my friend, my poet, my hero, the Mad Hatter. I'm going to welcome some people aboard. First, we're going to say hello to Deborah Lee. Then we're going to say hello to Stephen and Kay, I believe. But hello, Deb. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm going to let you talk about that song because I know it's one that you picked and you have all kinds of information. So if you would give us the rundown on that song.
Sure, that was Mona Lisa and Mad Hatter by Elton John, of course. It was written by Elton John and Bernie Taupin and performed by John in 72. He himself called the song one of his all-time favorites, and Rolling Stone magazine's John Landau praised the song when it was released, writing, "Mona Lisa and Mad Hatter shows how much John can really do in a space of a single cut. Using minimal instrumentation and singing one of Taupin's most direct lyrics, John effortlessly reveals the myth beneath the myth of a rose in Spanish Harlem. He expresses his involvement in the city, his need for its people, and his final desire to be alone there. One of his best tunes, simplest arrangements, and the most natural vocal performance."
And so I don't forget, I also have AP on the line who was with me before the intro. So say hello, AP.
Hello.
All right. And before we say hello to Stephen K, I want to say happy birthday, Hatter.
I'm muted. Yeah, finally. Jesus.
Finally. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, before we say anything, I gotta say hi to Stephen K. And then I'm gonna let you say whatever you want. So hi, Stephen K.
Hello.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I don't feel like I'm wiser. I just feel like a wise ass.
Wise ass. That's appropriate.
Well, I bought a new phone. That was an hour ago. But it's not sinking. I can't get to my counts. Okay. You there? Anybody there?
I'm here.
Anybody here?
Everybody's here. Everybody's here.
Everybody, all they are? Is Deborah there?
Deborah's here. AP is here.
Okay,
I am here.
Will you talk?
Stephen and Kay are here.
Deborah, were you talking to Joy?
I was just talking to Joy, yes. Happy birthday, Hatter.
Thank you. Lost. I tried to get to all poetry.
Run.
Follow my voice, Hatter.
Run.
Yeah, wave your arms.
Like you just don't care.
Oh, man, like I know my passwords. Shit.
Oh, no, find it.
Go to the vault. Thing is, they shut off your other phone, so that's all the information you need is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's yours. Wow. Okay. Go on. Carry on.
Okay, carry on. Okay, well, first off, we're going to go with the arch nemesis. because you always have to start the show with a nemesis, because that's the way it works. So we are going
my
to
nemesis,
my
nemesis.
Your nemesis. Your nemesis. Your nemesis.
That was weird. That was weird how that
just
happened.
Yes, I know. Your nemesis is here, and he wants to take you and burn you on your own birthday cake. I have no idea if that's what he wants to do, but it's kind of thing. So, I'm going to start with Steven, because he's the worst of your nemesis.
He is?
And because of Citrus Bread. No, he doesn't ever call you Kay your nemesis. It's your Mrs. Nemesis. He has very nice things to say to you, but not to Steven. To Steven's eye. Go, Steven.
I'm not going to be able to follow reading. So
oh, you're not on
listen.
Yet? Well, no.
No.
If they've got a few minutes. Okay, if they've got a few minutes, if they have a few more minutes, I can do something else so that you can follow along. If you want to do that, but I have to ask them.
Yeah, but after I read, I got to take off. I don't really feel good at all today, so I got to get into the shadows soon.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, then, do you want to read first if you can listen while he tries to follow along with, and then wants to follow? What do you want to do?
I don't know. It's up to you. It's just, I know. It's been a long summer.
Yes,
a long day. I just know. I keep
don't sound
tonight.
All right. Hatter, I'm going to have you listen to Kay. So I'm going to put Kay up, your second non-nemesis. Okay? So that maybe you can figure out how to get on. And
yeah.
Get on so you can at least follow along with Steven. You're going to have to listen to Kay. Okay? Can you do this? Are you following me? Oh. All right. We got this. I know we can. All right.
Wayne says he's going home.
All right. Hello. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, here we go. All right, Kay, you do that. I've got Wayne. We've got Wayne in the room. Hello, Wayne. People are answering my phone. Hi, Wayne.
Wayne.
Hey.
Got somebody else in the room.
Yeah, come here. Hi. It's your birthday. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
I'm rocking rolling. Where's Hatter? Happy birthday, Hatter.
He's here. All right, I also got happy birthday, Hatter. I got someone else coming in. Hello, Brett. How are you?
Good. Happy birthday, Hatter. What are you, 21?
Thank you.
Yeah, you doing?
All right. Hatter. Say hi
yeah.
to Bress.
Hey, Bress. Long
hey,
time,
man.
Bress.
How you feeling, buddy?
I'm surviving.
Yeah. Is your back any better?
Yeah. It happened to be my hip, so they got me a new one.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
That was after the two back surgeries.
Nice.
When I messed myself up, I'd be
Hatter,
right.
I've got Kay on the board, so let's have her read for you, Hatter.
Okay, I won't be able to follow.
That's all right.
I can listen. Okay.
Good.
Okay. I put this on an old right so you wouldn't peek until tonight. So, but what I did was I used bunch of your old titles from your rites. And I call us, don't forget to light the candle and make a wish. Who said running in a trespass would make the mushrooms heighten senses? White rabbits on the bridge of yellow stones, how far would you go? Alien kingdoms, the games people play. Just don't cherry bomb your friend on a seesaw of high altitudes. Strips of paper and cornucopia of acids to burn, ingested, and turn on the page if you get bitten by the venom tree. You wandered too far. Don't make a unicorn bleed. Rolling in the sweets of confections on this day is a must. Minus clocks. Iceberg camping, an apple day. Spiders and snakes, wicked it comes. Crows to ravens and clouds of oil. We'll never know the beauty of the myth of Khan. Just don't bury Alice alive, or else Kirk will be the death of you in obsession. Drink up with the peak extended and be in prim and proper to say happy birthday. Happy birthday, Hatter. And don't forget, my birthday's on Friday.
Thank you, Kay. Yeah, I caught a few of the lines. I did hear when you were talking before you read, you said you used
a bunch of your time. Yeah.
My titles. Titles.
Yeah,
okay.
From your poem.
Okay, that makes sense. I caught the, don't forget, how far would you, I remember the Klondike comment.
Yeah. I remember those commercials.
Sorry, I'm not able to follow along, but that was great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Birthdays.
Have a happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Because we're crabs. You know, I looked up the reason that it's called cancer. And I was not satisfied with that at all. I mean, it goes back to what anybody said. Says, hey, what's your sign? What was that, the 70s?
Yeah.
What's your sign, man? Yeah, like that, 70s. I've never heard anybody go, cancer. It was all Aquarius. Sagittarius. Yeah.
In the big C.
All the captains looking down to the ground. I can't remember the reason they gave why it's called cancer and a crab. I thought maybe cancer was named cancer after hind thought, but I'll see what you guys can find.
Which came first, the sign or the trunk?
Yeah, I think the sign did. They keep, when you get into to research it, you'll see that they stole these days from this from March and then June, and then you know they added to this and that, and then which didn't make much sense to me, but they didn't give me a reason why it's called cancer. They didn't give me some Latin word. Oh, first thing. Can you guys hear me okay? Is this a better mic?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear.
A lot better, okay. The other one was sort of background. Okay. Now I got to watch what I say. I can't mumble and get all away with stuff. Yeah. What am I supposed to do? Dance?
Actually, you're just supposed to answer what you think of the poems and everything like that. I'm not going to give the mic to anybody else. It's all about you.
It's all about me?
About you. Okay, well, I am actually going to go there. What?
Go.
Can you follow along yet, or are you still locked in your world?
Well, no, if I pay attention, I can't. You guys got to talk amongst yourselves. I got to get.
We got to talk amongst ourselves. Okay. Well, we're going to, Stephen, are you ready to go? Are you ready to read? Are you ready to do what you're going to do? What are we going to talk
sure,
about?
Sure, I can.
By the way, everybody say hello to Linda.
Hi, Heather. Happy birthday, Heather.
Thank you.
Hopefully Wayne calls back. We dropped Wayne. Hold on a second.
He has to give someone a ride. He'll be back in 15 minutes.
Okay,
hi,
cool.
Deb.
Hi, Linda.
All right. So, Stephen, if you are ready to go, or if you've got a few minutes to wait till Hatter can follow along with you, let me know. Or one way or the other, just jump up and down and tell me.
I am jumping up and down, but I can hang for a bit.
Okay. So I will let you know there is a very special poem called Blue that touches my heart every time I read it. Now, Blue is about Hatter's Australian Shepherd. Hatter and I both have a blue Australian Shepherd. Now, what is unique about our blue Australian Shepherds was they are what a pure blue, which means they have no copper points, they have no white points, they're pure blues. And that's a very unique coloring. Most Australian Shepherds either have white points or copper points, and both Amadeus and Blue have no copper points. And they're very big dogs, very loyal dogs. And Hatter wrote this very loving poem about his dog that I read for him every once in a while because it's very difficult. It was a dog that was very loyal to him, very wonderful. And unfortunately, Hatter had to part with this dog because of a job and family. And this dog happened to basically go to seek and find Hatter. And unfortunately, the dog was lost and Hatter never saw this dog again because the dog basically went looking for Hatter. I have temporarily lost Amadeus for a while because when I was in the hospital having heart surgery, Amadeus went looking for me and he was gone for a while because he left the home looking for me. And that is heartbreaking and heart-wrenching. So Hatter had written this poem called This Morning My Dog Asked Me. So I, in turn, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this poem, This Morning My Dog Asked Me, and I'm going to have Blue and Amadeus get together and answer the questions about this dog talking to Hatter. So that's what I did. I did not do it well, but I did. So I'm going to, if everybody would allow me a few moments to read Hatter's original poem. And this is the Hatter poem, I will add, which I know you can't follow along, but this is your poem, so hopefully you'll know it.
I am here. I am here. I can follow. I made it in.
Oh, well, then. Well, then I apologize, Stephen. I'm in my story, so you're just going to have to wait till I'm done. So this okay. is This Morning My Dog Asked Me by Hatter. This morning my dog asked me if I had seen the news. Man was killing man again. What are you going to do? This morning my dog asked me if I had heard all the names of those that gave their lives to me. Isn't it a pity? Isn't it a shame? He wondered why I sat there day after day, listening but not hearing, with nothing much to say. My dog said he was happy, and he's glad he isn't me. I did absolutely nothing, like it was all make-believe. My dog told me this morning that he made peace with the cat. They both agreed to tell me. They smell a dirty rat. My dog asked me this morning what I was going to do. He said that he would have my back if I ever got a clue. So I took this poem, and I thought, you know what, Amadeus and Blue are going to sit down and have a conversation with Hatter. So this is
my little surmise of Hatter's poem and my poem together. And this is, let's see. Let me get this up there. I'm not very good at this. Okay. This morning my dad asked me, my dog asked me, and Amadeus answered back. This morning my dog asked me if I had seen the news. Man was killing man again. What are you going to do? Amadeus and Blue were quite the crew, always thinking, smarter than me and you. Men are evil, but most are kind. This morning my dog asked me if I had heard all the names of those that gave their lives for me. Isn't it a pity? Isn't it a shame? Blue hung his head in shame. Amadeus did the same. No worries, my friend. We cannot claim all our friends who died to save our paws. He wondered why I sat there day after day, listening but not hearing, with nothing much to say. Both dogs never roamed far from home, played with their balls and licked their bones, making sure I was never alone, wishing I would find another soul. My dog said he was happy and he's glad he isn't me. I did absolutely nothing, like it was all make-believe. Of course, the boys in fur of blue nodded as if they knew, as if they already knew. The story could never be true, for who believed two dogs would talk to you? My dog told me this morning they made peace with the cat. They both agreed to tell me they smell a dirty rat. Amadeus was okay with Blue and the cat, but shook his head. He would never do that, although that rat was better. Never mess with the hat. My dog asked me this morning. He said that he would have my back if I ever got a clue. Blue looked at Amadeus and looked sad, and everything went wrong and bad. In the heavens, now Blue watches his Mad Hatter. And Amadeus barks messages to Hatter because it matters to Blue in poem.
Wow. Aww. Because it matters to Blue. You know, I will never get over the feeling that I let him down.
You did not let him down.
Yeah. Should have never,
You never let him down. He watches over his Hatter, and Amadeus sparks messages to you because it matters to Blue. He's always watching over you.
The very few days that go by that I don't think of Blue, very few.
I know. I know that connection. That's why I picked this poem for you. And I told you I didn't do it very well because I can't rhyme to save my life. But I wanted you to know how much that connection between you and I means to me. Because I know how special he was. So happy birthday, my beautiful Hatter. Because I know how much Blue meant and I know how much he meant to you, and I understand that. So I know Amadeus is barking all the time when he's on the radio, just because it's got to be because Blue's talking to you. I think that's got to be it.
Is that why when he hears my voice, he starts barking in the background?
Yeah. Barks.
I got a message for you.
So that's yeah. What it's all about. All right.
Okay.
So happy birthday, my friend.
Yeah.
You're
cool.
Welcome. All right. So we're going to throw Steven up. All right. Going to throw Steven. I'm getting ready to throw you up because I'm quite sure.
There's a joke there somewhere.
Throwing Steven up.
I'm getting ready to...
Okay. I'm so used to having my pretty bird here. She already has all my stuff on the board, so.
That's
all right. So I'm like, I can't do everything. This is so bad. All these radio hosts do all this stuff, and I'm like, I'm such a crazy person. All right, there you go, Stephen. See, there, I just read your poem, and there he is. All right, Stephen, you are up.
All right, I practiced this poem twice, and I stumbled both times, so hopefully I don't this time. I call this Hatter's Space Sloop. Squat men of gray came down one day. They came from the farthest star. Down the rabbit hole their silver saucer stole, ignoring the drink-me jar. Snagged the Mad Hatter near the passed-out Black Badger, changing course for the Prussian blue sky. Hatter offered them tea in a china cup sea green, so they sipped it without asking why. What they never knew, it was of mushroom brew, and their bulbous heads did spin. They all danced across the floor, out the airlock door. Yes, for the Hat Man, it was quite a win. He sat for a toke, then grabbed the ship's yoke, then did a sweet loop-de-loop. Said, I can dig this, grinned at the asteroid near miss, and named it the Hatter Space Sloop. So when you gaze at night, watch out for a sight that looks like a shooting star. It might just be Hatter riding on antimatter. He's out there, but not too far. End poem.
Hatter riding antimatter. That's pretty good, man. I think this is your best. I like it most because it's about me. He sat for a toke and grabbed the ship's yoke. They went for a sweet loop-de-loop. I can dig this. Mushroom brew, yep.
Bulbous
Happy
head,
birthday. Though. Thank you, man. That's great.
Yeah, did you see the one tag says stay in school?
Yeah, well, it's not, it's not the bitches, bitches. Not the bitches, bitches, but.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Oh, I can see that. Okay, I didn't see that in the picture before. Constellations. Yeah, how would you like to be the guy that stared at the stars at night and decided what creature, character, it represented what stars to use. Or they go, oh, that's a crab over there, or that's the Big Dipper, that's the Orion's belt, Orion's belt. No. Go to the left. That looks like a mother-in-law. I don't know.
Oh, my mother-in-law.
Somebody had this,
that's the dog
somebody
star.
Had this side. Well, there must have been arguments. There must have been arguments. No, not the scorpion. He's the damn circus clown. Somebody had to do something.
That's great. Stephen, that was wonderful. I really enjoyed that, too.
Nobody's had that argument in their head before? Okay. Just me?
Yeah. Just you, Hatter. Just you. You're arguing with yourself. Oh, my God. That is great. Oh. Wow. All right. Linda, I hear you might be rushed for time.
A little bit. I'm just not feeling real hot. But I couldn't miss Hatter's
all
birthday,
right.
So I decided to pop in.
Nobody can miss Hatter's birthday. You know what, though? I am going to kind of change my mind just a little bit because that poem was so great. I'm going to ask AP what he thought about it.
You. Well, there you go. I actually really liked it. The great thing about it was the rhyme and flow, and I just loved the extra added bits, the mushroom brew and the airlock door and the yolk. It was.
Yes. And I feel bad because I didn't get comments for Kay. So please make sure everybody comments on Kay's. And I'm going to ask Russ what he thought of it too.
Oh,
comment on the one that Stephen wrote?
Yes.
Oh, I love Stephen. He's like me. We're both space nerds, and we like to talk about, like, the inner reaches of the galaxy, and we're just like, you know, once you take a toke, you're in space somewhere. So I think that's funny. Good job on that.
All right. Linda, go ahead and comment, and then you're going to go ahead and read.
Okay. Well, I thought Stephen's poem was fantastic, and it, you know, what I got from it was it definitely had to have been written to a good friend. That in verse was just so sweet, and the whole way through was building up to this. And, you know, I don't know if Stephen had a hard time getting through it, but I got kind of teary-eyed this last verse. It might just be Hatter writing on antimatter. He's out there, but never too far. What a sweet line. But the whole poem was just so real and honest and funny, and I really liked it. So thanks, Stephen, for sharing it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And let me refresh. Oh, I'm not seeing my link.
Refresh again, hon. I put it up there for you. And Hatter, make sure you keep checking the chat wall. There's sexy dancers coming through for you there.
Oh, okay.
If not, I'll just... Yeah, I see a picture of a monkey. It was there, and then it disappeared. I'll just go back to... Oh, come on.
There it is again. Try now.
Here we go. Okay, this is a poem I wrote for Hatter a while back using a line from one of his poems, and it's called A Very Happy Unbirthday to You. Faces stained by broken glass, underground the whispers speak, discontent and the shadows weep. Painting ships upon the seas with skies of darkest hues, tortoise sleep talks to the walls, a conversation meant for two. The hourglass chimes dawn o'clock, it's time to meet your plane. Then realizing tickets say, you're traveling by train. Alas, I'll be alone now, but colors soothe my heart, and they'll shine my way home like a rainbow in the dark. Thank you, my dear Hatter, you thrilled my heart today. So I'll say to you, my friend, have a wonderful birthday. In poem.
Thank you so much. I love the rainbow in the dark.
Yeah, that's from yours.
Is that the only one you use? I own.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was a prompt.
Traveling by train. Good. You gotta excuse me. I've had a lot of sun and a few beers. And others. peppermint slots. I think it's the cops. They have to buy peppermint slots.
Time for Hatter to take a drink. The bells are ringing, Hatter. Okay.
When I bark, it means I'm.
I didn't hear you bark.
Oh.
I didn't hear the bark.
Sweet.
I missed the bark.
Le wolf.
Yeah, I didn't hear the bark.
The French dog.
Deb, what did you think of the poem? What did you think of the poem?
I thought the poem was awesome. I have a hard time with this font. That the hourglass chimes, dawn, o'clock. It's time to meet your plane. Then realizing ticker says you're traveling by train. With the way that Ice Cream Man's treating Hatter, that would be his luck there. To be waiting for the plane when he was supposed to be on the train. This is really cool.
Yeah, Steven,
your thoughts.
I really like this too. I like Deb kind of went to my favorite stanza as well, because I really like that mention of dawn o'clock and get to the plane even though you're taking a train. I thought that this was a very fun piece, and I think you could tell that you had fun writing it too, and I like the rhyme as well. It's very cool, Linda.
Thank you, Stephen.
And I love the rhyme and the train and all of that, Linda. I thought it was a beautiful piece. You know how much I love your pieces, and this is just another top-notch write. And I will tell you, there is an inside joke between Hatter and I that is just between Hatter and I, but I have to tell Hatter, I do so love the way you ride a train. Right, but anyway. Hello. Hello. How are you?
Just pulling into the station.
Hello. Hi, Rat. All right. We're saying happy birthday to Hatter.
Wow. What happened? Oh, no, Eddie. Are you kidding me? It's your birthday again? Oh, snap. Here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Okay, so there it is. Now I gotta do my thing. You do your thing. All right, I'll talk to you later on. Get up on out of here. Have some cake or something like that.
Thanks, Melvin.
All right. So next. Hold on. Okay. Next up, we're going to bring in Mr. AP's poetry, because we all know we love to hear from him.
Hi there. Well, I've got a little amalgam of a poem this week. So there once was a rite that had a bit that was keep it in the past, dream from a few weeks ago. And I took rhyming pattern of that and put a few bits and pieces together along with a little bit of frost, of course, and came up with The Falling Down a Road. And it goes a little bit like this. Once I traced your footsteps, every day I drew a path that seamlessly led back, was joined into you. Forests together our clouds created this frame, as I did jostle sharply while I pretended a game. Rains upon they fell heavily until left to seethe onto the stone track where my shadow did breathe. While thunder stirred sharp to your knives cast, illuminating the deep valleys now I couldn't cast. And storms do their damage as move on away. Here doubled of sort if I would come back to stay. while divined by patter from way distant storms, you torn rings off mansions and manicured lawns. Today you peer in a dainty mirror that's no longer sea. Roads diverged in the wood where your memories left me.
In oh, time. Man.
Oh.
Oh. Right. I think I want to cry. Well, divine. You know, if there's a counting on comments that are wise, witty, and following the thread, might be let down. I've had too much party today. So I said, thank you, AP.
Thank
this
God.
Is very good. Yeah.
Crush your thoughts on this.
I just love the way that he put together the, put like three things together, you know, the Frost poem and then also Hatter's poem, and then he put his own words to it. And I think that it's a great tribute to Hatter, and, you know, I just love AP, so I love it. Good job.
Thanks, guys.
And Stephen, your thoughts?
Well, yeah, I thought this was an absolutely beautiful piece, AP, wonderful rhyming couplets, and an excellent birthday present for Hatter. Kind of speechless on it. It's the imagery is just outstanding. Very well done.
Thanks, Stephen.
Yep. And I got to take off, everybody. So happy birthday, Hatter, and everybody take care.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for coming, Stephen. It's always a pleasure.
Hey, thank you, Kate. We're blowing in the wind.
Okay, so the next couple of poems I have are poems that Hatter selected for Deb, AP, and I to read. So the first one up is for Deb. The next one up is for AP, and the third one up will be for me. So, Deb, you are up.
Oh.
I put a couple up here for Deb.
Okay, but Hatter, you want me to read a poem okay. No problem. I'm going to do what you want. It's your birthday. I'm not even going to finish the sentence. It's called The Halo That Is You.
Yeah.
They told their woes, and you gave to those you thought that they could be. The sky's falling down as you looked around. There is nothing here you can see. Remember the gift God gave you to lift. One spirit, you were the one. So to stand up and shout, to feel singled out, to face your son. Too heavy to hold, others be told, they lack the halo that's you. No one can give those things you did. Just remember to save some for you. And poem.
Good Deb.
So Hatter.
Hatter.
I remember writing this. I remember
getting it. It's an amazing gift. But it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Hatter.
Thank you. Now, I put two letters that I wanted you to read later.
I know.
I'm noticing
you
that.
Will.
I'm like, you're supposed to cry on your birthday, not me.
I've got them in there. That's beautiful, Hatter. It's stunning.
Hey, sweet.
All right, AP. Yes.
I sent you something if you want to splash it for him. I can't.
Okay.
I didn't get a chance to post it, but it's legible anyway.
Okay, not a problem. All right, AP, you are up next.
He's back.
That's
an ultra brevity. Okay. Yeah, no, I'm back. I'm back.
Okay.
My line.
I moved it down.
I am back again.
Sorry.
Thank you. This is I Will Always Bring You Flowers from Hatter, one of my favorites of his, and it goes a little bit like this. I gave all that I have to see you smile, those little things that had a price of nothing more than my time. I cannot seem to let go. There is something I think you should know, something I do. I still bring you flowers. Can you feel what it is that is real inside me in a world that kills and wills? The pain by promising tomorrow's change is the only thing that remains the same. I miss you, and I will miss you more tomorrow. Did you happen to see that better part of what used to be me? I cannot seem to find it. I bring you flowers so you will find there was more than what was mine. You told me you would never wilt away. I will always bring you flowers. In poem.
Well, I better when you read it. Thank you.
Hatter. That's stunning. That's beautiful.
Yeah, I wrote this
all
for
right.
Deborah AP Taylor contest.
Oh, yeah? And it was a front page pick. All right.
Yeah, well.
It's your birthday. We will read you your poetry all night because it's your birthday. These are your presents. All right. My presents. All right. Presents to Hatters. My turn to read. The Hatter's Mad. 1, 2, 3. In a shaded corner of the mushroom meadow, there's a matter of happenstance. Invitations sent out to celebrate a day of extraordinary circumstance. Mushrooms are served baked in the sun while wearing an oversized hat, speaking in nonsensical riddles and rhymes, and warnings of a Cheshire cat. The rabbit is running a hairline trail for Alice and the Mad Hatter's sake. Stuffed in her pocket, the firefly queen for the candles on the Mad Hatter's cake. Sitting on toadstools with caterpillar backs, knowing the Hatter's insane, Flutterby's toast and buttercup spilled with psychedelic mushroom champagne. Will you stay, please, sweet Alice Bouquet? Can I please refill your cup? I'll think you're a cream. You're as mad as me. How else could you think me up? Alice, come round, we'll steal the queen's crown. And for that's what the Cheshire said. If Alice says she sees, and just as she please, for sure it's off with your head. By carriage or boat, we'll take a vote, for there's a soup in my hair. For those that need tea, just pass cups to me for the trip we're about to share. Why are you always too tall or too small? And that's a matter of fact. By carriage we'll travel by Mad Hatter hat. The 10 holds a club and won't let us in while the queen's playing croquet. The king was afraid his chess piece delayed because the queen just hacked off his head. Alice is thinking while the red knight is seeking to nab her against her will. Unicorns and lions together are trying to bury that king on the hill.
horse flies in guards, and sticks for swords while riding a kangaroo rat. Defend the hatters, what matters, armed with a vampire bat. Alice is lured by the flutterby's warm. By the flutterby worm, mushrooms will change her size. Flamingos will swing at a hedgehog is to bring. Through wickets, score they will try. The Red Queen is snoring, flamingos are scoring. The Queen yells off with their heads. Alice keeps quiet, the mushrooms she'll try it. Remember what the flutterby said. She nibbles a bit and leans back to sit. Alice starts to grow. She begins to fill against her will. The ceiling is now too low. She frightens the king and tells the queen she no longer wishes to play. For Alice is now too big somehow. No one will get in her way. End poem.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. That was the trilogy. I put 1, 2, and 3. Was the one first, the number 1, 2, 3. Yeah.
Oh. That is fabulous. I love it. I loved it from beginning to end.
I want the champagne.
Thank you for letting me read it. Thank you for letting me read it. I really enjoyed it. Bravo on the right. Bravo on all of it. It's just great. It's just fabulous. Yeah. You know what? I cannot believe that this is not a front page pick. How is that possible? It's like on 100 list and not on a front page list. That must be changed. I don't know either. How is this possible? That is just crazy and wrong.
Off with their head.
Wrong, I say. Yeah. Off with their heads. Wrong, I say. Wrong. All right.
People have different feelings. People have different feelings about Alice.
Poem that's just fantastic. Alice, you know, Alice is one thing, but the poem is just fantastic.
Armed with a vampire bat.
Yeah.
You know, there was other pieces that, like the Red Queen is snoring, flamingos are scoring. There's a lot to that is the little stories that are in Alice Through the Looking Glass, like Humpty Dumpty and the fisherman and the, you know, tried to hit some of those that aren't so, you know, like
well,
the main characters.
Wow. Thanks for the dancing cow. I love that. You have a dancing cow for us, Mr. Hatter. There's a dancing cow on the board. With her udders all a-flying. You know, for that, there's only one thing we can do.
The udders flying. You ever seen a milk cow run? Yeah.
I think it's time to drink, Hatter. Time to take a drink. All right, Greg. Time for you to get yourself up there, sing and dance, and read a poem. I love to hear you read. I haven't heard you read
here. Hey, I wrote this for half a time ago for a show that is on Late Night Poets, but I just changed it to make it more contemporary. But he never, I don't think he ever heard it because they never commented on it. So I don't know if he ever heard it. So I'm going to sing it to him now.
Okay.
Awesome.
It's in the tune Sung to the House of the Rising Sun.
Oh.
Here it goes. There is a mouse on Team of Voices. He's called Hatter, my son. He's been the ruin of many a poet. And Deborah Lee, I know I'm one. My brother was a gambler. He hated to eat his greens. My Hatter was a writing man that wrote in his old blue jeans. Now the only thing a writer needs is some time and some luck. Only time Hatter likes to write free verse is when his rhymes are stuck. Oh, brother, sell your building. do not do what I have done. Wash and rinse and spin discovery in the mouth with flaming gums. In the past, he wore his platform with his green leisure suit, then went back to his old blue jeans before he got the boot. There's a mouth on the team of voices. They call the surprising one. He's been the ruin of many a metaphor. He's called the Hatter, my son.
Bravo. Bravo.
I ruined many a metaphor. Thank you, guys.
I love you, brother.
I don't think I heard this.
I know. I don't think you did because you were supposed to come and you didn't show up.
Thank you, Gress. Good.
Hey, you know I love you, man. I just wish I could be on more than I am.
Yeah, I know. Life gets in the way.
So that's always an issue.
You're on. You know, the off.
Leave your number.
Yeah, I know.
Call you.
But
oh,
I'm
my
on,
God.
I'm on. Oh, boy. I love you, man.
Oh, my
Happy
God.
Birthday to you. I hope you have many more, my brother.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Many more.
I have a bone to pick with you.
Uh-oh.
Hatter, I have a bone to pick with Mr. Gross.
Uh-oh. What'd I do now?
I don't quite think you understand the dancing cow.
I said suck it, Hatter.
I don't think you understand the dancing cow. Anybody like it? Mr. Gress put suck it under the dancing cow with the flying udders.
It's the udders. You never had what? Right on the udder out of the cow milk? That's the best milk there is.
Do you not understand the reference to the cow is me?
Oh, my bad. I'm utterly shocked.
Ben Hatter has written many poems and makes fun of me because of my cow heart. But I'll be okay with the happy birthday, Mr. Cow. But I don't think Deb was referring to me with this one, so it's okay. But I just had to give you a little crap about that. I'm just saying.
Oh, I absolutely included the cow and saved her for last as a nod to you, dear heart.
Oh. Damn. Okay, never mind, Gress. Yeah, you get the shit because of it then.
When it comes to cows, you don't stand in this field.
Oh.
Can we get the blonde
no, I really...
cow with the blonde cow in the wind?
Oh, the blonde cow in the wind. I'm a redhead, damn it, I'm a redhead. Okay, oh. Deb, you're up. Gress, I loved your poem, by the way. I thought it was fabulous.
Me too. I love that he sung it and that mentioned me in it too. Okay, so Hatter, I have been working on this one for weeks because of the rhyme.
Oh.
So let's see how it is.
Okay. Alrighty.
It's called Birthday Rhyme for the Man in the Hat. Here we go. My eyes spy the man in the green mohair hat, grin like a big Cheshire cat. He is spiking the tea in the teapot. See that? Booze pours out of the spout of the brass moonshine vat. Hatter sits in the field by the crooked edge brook on the top of the thick stack of building block books. As this insect symphony, as he sips brewed green tea, the caterpillar maestro sets the birthday song flow. And Hatter tokes the hookah hose,
then his bloodshot gaze glows. Now smoke clouds soot gray plume above the display, and the dark linen hues stain the sky beveled blues. Then the sunshine I see drops down in the plums, and now naked rabbit yells pitching a fit just as the moonlight and starlight are lit. So as Hatter sips down into his top hat, napping inside with a snoring striped cat, time to jiggle the hemp string that makes the little bell ring. So J. Hatter drinks the shot, wrapped in all the love we brought.
Mm. Ding, ding, ding.
Happy birthday, Hatter.
Thank you, Deborah. Yeah. This is really good. Where's the part? Hatter takes his hookah hose. Don't you guys got hookah hoses?
You know how many times I have tweeted this. I was starting to get carried away with it, but anyway. Big brother ever.
Thanks, sis. Sister, my little sister, in a white wedding. Then the wind cries, Mary. You guys.
Getting tipsy.
Little berries.
That's just beautiful. First off, what a beautiful, beautiful poem. What a beautiful rhyme.
But wouldn't the world be better? Wouldn't the world be better if everybody had their own hookah hose? You carried it with you. You walked into some place. You just plugged it in to their hookah. No passing germs. No COVID spread. You know, the hookah. Hookah hose.
He's obsessed with the hookah hose.
I didn't say hooker.
I know, right? Different kind of poem, different kind
what?
Of show.
What?
That was a faux pas.
McDonald's.
Turkish water pipe.
Yeah, yeah. Water pipe. I'll tell you what, I had a friend, my best friend's sister married this guy who was a son of an assemblyman or something. Rich house, everything beautiful, everything brand new, you know, muscle cars and all that. Walked into his house, stepped down into the sunken room and everything. In the middle, here's this freaking big hookah pipe with four hoses. And first you got to walk in. They're not steps down. They're levels with pillows and shit. And then get the hip, let's put the hookah pipe. That was my first experience with a water pipe. So I didn't know what a hooker was. Then he called me John. Yeah.
Hookah.
You're from Boston, you say hookah.
Hookah.
There you go.
Hookah. I didn't say. Oh, you guys better carry on. Don't give me the mic.
All right, well, I'm going to carry on and read my other tribute poem to J. Hatter.
Got another one?
I know.
Okay.
This is one of my, I wrote a while ago, but this is an old one. This is Take My Hand in Wonderland, a tribute poem to J. Hatter. Tick-tock. Okay. Tick-tock, sang the pocket watch on the white bunny. Wild child, woman screaming out of time, minus rhyme, followed through a tree, rolling past the formalities of sonnets and A-A-B-B schemes. Characters in hookah dreams, smiling cats, queen of hearts, dormouse, fields of turquoise flowers, broom around picnic tables. The maddest man, wearing a plethora of hats and a face full of wisdom, sat around speaking in perfect rhyme. Conversations debated around the moon, heartbreaks and decades of music, and a wild sweet pea stood silent. A Mad Hatter whispered with his eyes, "Come, get to know me, sweet potato pie." And at that moment, a wild woman was blessed, tender his laugh with me, and kept me smiling when I wasn't sure of my next heartbeat. Courage and strength are in the words he speaks and the word he inks. A dog named Blue watches over him and lives in my Amadeus. Hatter loves to feed his favorite one-horned goat named Joe. Keeps him furry and fat for the Christmas show. In black and white he draws, but in vivid color he dreams. Sweet potato pie and the maddest of hatters. With giggles and teardrops we have walked the paths of wonderland, held hands, talked the talks of friends, and tried to solve the problems of man. Never forget my maddest of hatters. If you feel alone, reach for my hand. I'm always here for you in Wonderland. And home.
That's why they call it Wonderland. This is very good. I had a fleet idea. I'm going to ask you, what was the bigger laugh? I can't remember, but the second one I do. What was the bigger laugh? The bitch's britches, or the visual of Pretty Bird sitting on Lady A's shoulder?
Oh, my God. Pretty Bird sitting on Lady A's shoulder. That was the biggest laugh. That. Pretty Bird. And you going on and on and on about Pretty Bird.
Yeah.
Calling her feminine ways Pretty Bird. Oh, my God. That
pretty
was
bird.
Hilarious. Pretty Bird. Although the Bitches Britches is now a legacy and has its
That's
own
club. That's a club, yeah.
That, yeah. Oh, my God. That is a classic.
It's funny, the minute you said the bigger laugh, I my head went immediately to Bitches Britches, so.
Gress, are you aware of the Bitches Britches?
I don't think he is.
What's that?
Oh, sorry. Are you aware of the bitches' britches?
Yeah. Bitches' britches?
Yeah.
Do they hold lots of bitches? And do they?
No. There's this little joke. I wrote a poem about a family vacation we took. I went to visit my parents in Georgia. And my parents put us up in this house that suddenly became available because my father was a minister, and this woman at their church died. So they're like, oh, this woman at our church died. Her house is available. Why don't you and your brother stay at her house instead of our house, which would be too crowded? Well, my brothers and I were thinking, oh, the woman died like weeks ago or a month ago. No, she died that morning. So we go to this house, and her clothes, to include her panties, are laying on the floor. So we're like, okay, who's going to go in the bathroom and pick up her panties? So we have this whole big thing about picking up her panties. And it was just so weird. So I had this whole story poem that I wrote. So Stephen and Hatter, and I don't know who else was involved. But the next thing I know, there's these poems about the spooky Bitches Britches. So there's this whole series of poems about the ghost britches.
Well, it was the conversation,
so, yeah.
It was the story you were telling and the conversation after that I could tell Steven was immediately clicking on his typewriter, I mean his computer. So I messaged him immediately and he messaged me at the same time. Like, we can't let this go. We have to We were starting these one-liners, and then we said, we've got to write this into a poem. And by the time the conversation was done. We had the preliminary, the bitches done. With all respect, we meant no disrespect.
My parents put us in a dead woman's house. What kind of disrespect is there?
The jokes were we threw it across to the door with a stick. It only stuck. It started crawling up the wall. Stuff like that.
I guess your dad don't have panties.
It was just so bizarre. Like, this woman didn't die like a week ago or whatever. She died that morning. I was like, what are you
That's
thinking?
Weird.
And you went to her house?
Yeah, it was like a B&B or something, wasn't it?
I don't know why. It's like the only smell was still in the house. Thank God she didn't die and she had been there for a few days. But anyway, back to your birthday, Hatter. I'm glad we enjoyed those laughs together.
And I'm going to say goodbye and happy birthday, Hatter. I love you, man. Wish I could be more long, but I'm about out of gas right now. So.
Sure.
Good night, Russ. Thank you for coming. So glad to have you.
I got to represent for my boy. My boy Blue.
Right.
Yes, you do.
Otherwise, he'd come looking for you. Thanks,
love y'all.
Oh, so
Cheers,
much
y'all.
Fun. Love you, darling. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
All right. I believe that we have one more poem and a couple of Hey, Deb's Got to Reach for Hatter poems. So let's get... liquid our Laughing Souls poem up. Because We Are All Gonzo doesn't have a poem, right? It's just saying happy birthday.
Gonzo, yeah, birthday wishes. I put Laughing Souls on the board. And I just wanted to say it didn't sound like Gress was out of gas. Just saying.
It didn't sound like it, no.
Yeah. So Laughing Souls up on the board. I'm going to hit play. And here we go.
My life well spent. Evermore I dream a dream, oh so precious it does seem. A whiff of cologne of you nearby, a nostalgic song makes me cry. Each time life benumbed my breath, your memories nudged me back from death. Dwindling hearth lit with love so true, my life well spent in search of you. End poem. Dear Hatter, wish you a very happy birthday, and this was my gift to you. Try to mimic your poem, My Life Well Spent. I hope you like it. Cheers.
Thank you. Is she here or is that the recording too?
That's the recording.
Okay.
Yeah, very good. I love her accent.
Pretty bird.
Funny bird.
All right. I thought that was a lovely poem. It had great rhyme and a great cadence. Very well done.
Yeah.
And Hatter. Thanks.
Whole life spent here to me. I was here the whole time.
Yeah, were you the whole time?
Glad you're
here the whole time.
Get to do this little circle. Let's do it.
All right. Brackenshaw, you said you sent something to me. Where'd you send it?
Your messenger on the phone.
Oh, thank you.
Otherwise, I would have dropped it in the room and just asked you to read it.
That's what I needed to know. All right.
I'm sorry.
That's
I'm
one of...
to work.
That's okay. Deb, you want to pull up one of the other poems Hatter has asked you to read while I try to put this into our group?
Okay. Okay. Okay, I'm bringing one to the board right now, written by Jay Hatter, and the title is That It Will Always Be This Way. And here we go. I always dreamed of a little sister, but brothers is all I got. A little one I would have always protect, one I would love a lot. I trained my hand to learn to write songs written as poetry. The time stood still, my family gone. I thought it was only me. Troubles and turns that I learned, I followed you here one day, showing me how to read out loud my words, how much to say. Years would pass. Little did I know that dreams still come true. Came one night on the air. My little sister turned out to be you. I found a place inside my heart where echoes were heard to stay. I keep it close and guard the thought that it will always be this way. And so.
Deborah Lee, my little sister, I care. Oh, go ahead.
No, I just thought it was beautiful.
Yes.
Yes.
So I was going to finish the end of the underneath this. Deborah Lee, my little sister, Deborah, think that I don't care. The words I thought I would never say again. I love you, sis. Okay, that didn't rhyme, but life rarely does.
This is true, but this does rhyme. I love you, too.
Hey. That was good.
I love you, Blue.
I love you too. I feel a hug. I feel a moment. A group hug. Bring it in.
Group hug.
Group hug.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay.
You. Thank you for me.
My life.
Yep.
Hold on. I think I have this for you.
You hear that?
How about that? Did Amadeus just bark
so.
For Hatter?
Amadeus just barks for Hatter.
Oh my goodness.
I'm telling you what.
That was perfect.
Yes, Amadeus just barked for Hatter.
He likes to bark beer.
He does like to bark beer.
Yeah. Dark beer. California, next stop. I'm going to California. Canned Heat.
They were a good band.
Yeah, that's colorful.
Yeah. Yeah, Woodstock.
Okay, let me see if I've got this going. Okay, hold on a second. All right, dun 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 dun.
Bless you.
Thank you, guys. Sorry about that. I gotta refresh here. Then maybe I'll have Rex Poma. There we go.
I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to format it or anything. I have a problem.
That's okay. It's not. My goodness. Okay, here we go. Have Rack and Turd poem. I like the music.
What are we doing?
Okay. I'm reading Rack and Turd's poem to you.
Oh, okay.
There once was a poet named Hatter. He spoke to the ladies in words that would, flatter. He spun wistful tales that inevitably go off the rails, all while serving up his heart on a silver platter. Never far behind is his buddy, a pal, and a girl with a crayon box. We call Deborah Lee. But the gang's not all there without the girl with the cinnamon hair reflecting on the shattered looking glass. It's Sweet Pea. One drunken night, they all planned, come midnight, they'd meet at Wonderland, declaring prose by any other name would simply sound insane, and the majority of readers still wouldn't understand. So with wisdom of sages, their adventurous grace, our page filling our minds with dreams of sunburst and moonbeams until they pixelate like digital mages. Okay, that's all I got. Did I miss something?
No.
Just forgot happy birthday hat.
Well, I was rushing to try and finish the dumb thing, and I wanted to get it all
not
perfect,
dumb.
But...
Okay.
It's perfect. I just can't read correctly. I read AP. I put PA. I read it backwards, like buddy, a pal. See, I didn't see AP. I just inserted my own dyslexia. So that has nothing to do with your ability to write. That has my ability that I can't read. And
well,
how do
I correct it? The speech to text screws up what I write half the time anyway. So I don't know if you're reading what you're reading or if you're reading what I wrote. Or if it's making stuff up as it goes along, so.
No, you were fine. I wasn't. But I like this. Never far behind is his buddy AP and the girl with the crayon box we called Ever Lee. But the gang's not all there without the girl with the cinnamon hair reflecting on the shattered looking glass at Sweet Pea. I love that. But why do we got to be drunk? Why can't we just be brilliant? Granted, I like the idea we're all drunk because that would,
well,
that would
you know,
be all
Deborah
us.
Lee's got
all
the bells.
The shattered.
And
we have a
he has kind of a
shattered. One drunken night.
Like,
oh, Bob.
Oh, there you go. There you go. One drunken night.
Okay, here we go. Hold on. Oh, ow. Oh.
And as Hatter says, describes my friends very well. Last LOL, thank you. So that is your comment from Hatter. And Deborah Lee says, oh my God, Rex, this is so cool. I think it's awesome that we are all in it. Great share. And I say, sorry I screwed up your read, but I think this is amazing and kind of funny. because, of course, the one with the cinnamon hair has to be in the shattered glass. Yep, that's me. But I'm only a genius when I'm drunk. So, there you go. All right. Your party, Mr. Man. Except, Deborah, you have one more read to do, or did we get them all in?
No, we're good.
Are we? Who?
There we go. Should I read one?
Hatter, you can read whatever you want to read. Tell me what you want to read, sir.
Let me go take a peek-y. You know what I'll do, which will lead me back into the vault, is look at my golds and silvers that I'll pick with. Because there's a lot of my rights didn't get entered into contests. There's a lot that did, and I haven't been in a contest for a long time.
You know what, Hatter? You promised me a read that you had written, and you said it's never going to be read, and I said save it for your birthday party. And
Hold on. Oh, I know which one you're talking about. Yeah, that's what I was giving you a hard time. I knew you were pressed for time, and I asked, like, I read one.
Right, and I said, take it for your birthday party. You're like, but I want to read it. I said, okay, I've got,
okay.
Like,
okay.
10 minutes over, so.
Well, you know, I have no grasp of time. I know what you're saying. And I'll tell you which one it was. It was, writing coded soliloquies.
Soliloquies.
Yeah. The soliloquies. There she is.
There I
am. Call
that a cow.
Okay. Oh, it just. Thank you, Wade. Get to the best. I tried. I have to go do it again. Oh, man. Okay. Is somebody doing that? Gonna surprise me, or I gotta go do it? Okay. I got it.
Do you want us to get it? I would more than happy to go try and find what's in your
wallet. Could you? Five.
I can. I can go look at whatever you want me to look at. I'll pull out some for me just because I want you to.
Coded soliloquies. You know, soliloquies.
Yeah, because I can spell that, too.
Talking to yourself again.
I am.
Writing. Maybe I said I'm writing. I thought that was cool. I thought of that. Writing coded soliloquies. I had to write around the title, basically. That's not a good way to do it, but trust me.
And then you made an acrostic, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Writing quoted soliloquies. Is that what it is?
I'm writing coded soliloquies or something like that.
Yes, that's I got it.
Soliloquies.
All right, here it is. All right, it's on your board.
Yes, it is. Okay.
Everybody got it? I got it.
Okay, this is the one that I tried to force on you the other night.
All right.
And you didn't. You bit a bit of it. Okay, it goes like this. I speak of things I do not know and those places I've never been, writing coded soliloquy and selling little sins, keeping low and in disguise no one knows that me is I, fighting crime as I see fit, acting like a hypocrite. Pocking down from an upstairs room, dancing with a blood-red moon, being here with you right now seems to be okay somehow. The eyes will tell what kind of spell would keep me in the dark, selling bags of curiosity as it appears to fall apart. Walking towards a full-out run to think of things I might have done, never really looking back, wondering where the hell I'm at. I speak of things I do not know in places I've never been, writing coded soliloquies and selling little sins.
Whoa. Oh, my God. Holy crap. Oh, my God. That's freaking amazing. Okay. Where did you read it? Because you have tons of comments on this.
Oh, I do? Oh, on the poem?
You have 20 comments on this poem already. Like, everybody loves it.
Okay, poem. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that must mean the views are way up there. I'll get 20 comments sometimes and have 1,000.
It was a front page pick yesterday.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow.
There you go, baby.
Well,
I'm like, what? There you go. Now you know why. Oh, my God. Uh-huh. Yeah. A front page. Uh-huh. There you go.
Did you do that? Who did that? Did that? 600.
I don't know who did that.
It was Deborah, maybe. Deborah.
Deb, did you do that?
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
I don't know. I'm thinking that the rest one was on the front page you nominated, Sweet.
Sweet did.
It might have been one I nominated, because I've nominated like three. I might have nominated this. I don't know. I've nominated like three of his lately, and it has felt good. I don't think I nominated this one. I haven't even written a comment on it.
Willy Billy. You know what I found out? I saw, I was back in the day where we were really worried about copyright, people grabbing your stuff. People that have a membership on AP, but they don't write anything. Maybe they got one poem they wrote 2-3 years ago, but they don't ever do anything. You wonder what the hell is they bopping around into your stuff, you know? So I confronted this guy. I said, I just asked, I'm very polite. So I want to thank you for the many visits to one of my rights. And I said, I was just wondering why you would visit so much and not leave any comments, trying to get him to show, you know, who the hell he was. And I went as far as coming as close to accusing him, but not of being one to take from other people. But I didn't accuse him of it, but I was very close to it. And he said, hey, look, man, I'm sorry, on Twitter, I think it was Twitter, every time if that was the last thing they were on was something on AP, it happened to be your page or your poem, anytime they go back to all poetry, it shows as a view on your poem, and that it's not necessarily true. Does that make sense?
Well, when you open up your browser,
yeah, because it shows in hit.
It's because every time they go back to that tab, there's another view.
Yeah.
So when you have these guys, every, you know, for the last several hours, he's looked at it 4 times. Well, not really. You know, it doesn't work that way. But I think I pissed this guy off, and I didn't mean to. I apologize, so I didn't understand. But so the view thing is a little when you're using other social media to jump into to look into.
It's not social media, it's just the browser.
Well, yeah, however that is. Yeah, yeah. He seemed a little, he didn't know what I was talking about. I didn't want to accuse him of, you know.
Well, another thing, Hatter, if you happen to post that in one of the groups that you're in, then if that guy went into that group every single day, it would look like he went on your poem every single day because it's on the reading list. Also, if he had happened to pin it to his profile page, every time he logged in, it would look like he looked at your poem because it was pinned to his profile page. So there's a, like Sweet Pea, the last poem I wrote about her is that really beautiful one with the peacock feather that she's got pinned to her page. And every time she or anybody else you know goes to it comes up as a view on that poem. So it just, there's a lot of ways that it can look like they were there and they were there.
Yeah. Huh. That's weird. Anyway, I felt bad.
What the hell are you looking at my stuff not even commenting? Who the hell are you?
Right.
I'm a Twitter guy.
Did you have fun at your party?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, Hatter.
What
did you have fun at your party?
Did you have fun?
Yeah. Yeah, it's my party at Overcrime. I want to.
Sweet is our hostess with emotion.
What?
I said, sweet is the hostess with the mostest hosting your birthday party.
He is. He is. He is. You forgot to collect my keys, though.
Well, you're just going to lay in the big chair, fluffy chair, and fall asleep in the studio like you always do.
Yeah. Oh, bail me out. You bail me out, right?
Always. Ooh. I'll be here in the morning to pick you up and take you home.
Kentucky.
And okay. Something about the tone of the voice made me feel like I should say, and we'll leave the lights on.
Yeah.
Leave the lights. Leave the lights on for you. Yep. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Stay here. Yeah, something like that.
Fantastic show, Sweet.
Yeah,
thank you guys.
Sweet.
What's going on the rest of the week?
Sweet surprise.
I don't know because I stepped away from the computer, but I do know that we're off tomorrow, and we can. I'll look the rest up and put it on the board. But a little tiny nod to my Monday show, it's secret prompt packages. So pick a number and I'll send you stuff. Well, so you got a number.
52.
No.
I think
I think you may have. Yeah, you do. You have the redhead on the beach. The cinnamon chick.
Yes, I do. The cinnamon chick. I do have that.
And rock and tour.
I just said.
Yes.
You have open invitations to show up any Monday you want and bring any poem that you want. Just saying.
All right. I'll come hang out.
Hey, we're Sky.
Working three jobs.
Yeah. That's no
weekend
excuse. My dead birthday bad. Okay.
Yeah.
She's working three jobs. She sure is.
You know, I wrote it. I was writing a piece that I got called away from, so I didn't finish, that I was going to read tonight. And it was about feeling something, Sandra, feeling a little wiser, you know. Didn't finish it though. Yeah,
that's what they
get
say.
Wiser.
Beer makes you smarter.
Well, yeah, you get wiser as you grow older. Then at the end, it just all falls apart. Don't remember shit. Maybe it's you remember too much. You reach a point, and then it just all overflows like a pop balloon just spills out over everywhere. Did you see that? Did you catch that? Have you seen that? I think. Come on, guys, that's funny.
It is funny. All right, guys. I'm going to let y'all go, though, so you can keep drinking, Hatter, and I love that soliloquy poem. And Deb can go take an extra rest, have an extra cup of coffee. I got to tell you guys, though, the coffee train is over. My husband got laid off in Black Rock's Coffee. So... that's sad.
No more coffee,
Deb.
No.
I read a good article about coffee drinkers. And they said, and I'll give you some advice. When you first wake up, don't drink coffee until you are awake, until, like, you know, several minutes, up to 15 to 30 minutes after you awake, then have your coffee, because there's a chemical balance that when you wake up, it will cause a lull later in the day, to where if you wait till this one chemical is not being released in from your sleep and you are awake, it won't do that. Say it.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, well, don't do that, man.
Well, anyhow, brilliant hostess, amazing show. Happy birthday, big brother.
Thank you all, everybody that participated, everybody that written, and 3P, you're the bestest, and Sister Will Sis.
Oh, thank you.
Love
you back, honey.
Hey.
Love and respect, you guys.
Love and respect, everyone. Have a good night, Hatter.
Happy birthday.
Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
See you. Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah. Well, this is my birthday, right? Thank you, man. That's great. Hey. Bye. Anybody still there? Yeah, I hear somebody. I just had my birthday cake delivered. But nobody...